Arcad's bit of strife, knee Berenice Maxpelton, with a quick ear for spittoons, as the aftertale hath it, glained up as usual with domestic husbandry, no persics and armelians for thee, Pomeranzia, but slipping the clav in her claw, broke of the matter among 111 others in her usual curtsy. How faint these first vespers womanly are, a secret pispigliando, a mad faint these first, a mad the laverdy den of their manfolker. The next night nudge one as was Hegesippus over a hup of chee, her eyes dry and small, and speech thicklish, because he appeared a funny colour, like he couldn't stood they old hens no longer, to her particular reverend, the director, whom she had been meaning in her mind primarily to speak with, hosh, intra, just a timblespoon, trusting, between coupled lips and Annie Lowry promises, might she never have an Esnikari puddin' come Huninov for her peckles pitchkins, that the gospel so delivered in his epistolier, buried teetoastily in their Irish stew, would go no further than his Jesuit's cloth, yet, in Venus Venitas, volatiles valetotum. It was this overspoiled priest, Mr. Brown, disguised as a Vincentian, who, when seized of the facts, was overheard, in his secondary personality as a Nolan, an underreared whole soul by accident, if, that is, the incident it was an accident, for here the Rua of Ecclesiastes of Hippo outpuffs the Rightress of Hava Ban Anna. To pianists seem a slightly varied version of Crooked Ribs' confidentials, what Mère Alois said, but for Josephine's sake, hands between her hands, and fealty's horn, my braver best, my frar, and the strains of The Secret of Her Birth, hushly pierced the rubian aurelum of one Philly Thurnston, a lay teacher of rural science and orthophonetics, of a near stout figure in about the middle of his 40s during a priestly fluffer for safe and sane bets, at the hippie run fields of Breezy Balladoyle on a date, WW goes through the card, easily capable of remembrance by all pickers-up of events national and Dublin details, the doubles of Perkin and Pollock, Peer and Prole, when the classic encouraged hackney plate was captured by two noses and a tablecloth-finished eck and neck, some and none, evilo nevilo, from the cream-colt bold boy Cromwell, after a clever getaway by Captain Chaplin Blunt's Row Hinny St. Dalla, drummer coxswain, round to pick third at breakneck odds, thanks to you great little, bunny little, portsy little Winnie Winger. You're all their nappies, who in his never-ripped mud and purpular cap was surely leagues unlike any other phantom weight that ever topped our timber maggies.